Last fall, torrential rains closed Mount Rainier National Park, that's near Seattle, for the first time in a quarter century. Tomorrow, the park reopens. Visitors will find a dramatically changed landscape. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Liam Moriarty has more.
I'd heard all about how badly the park was damaged by the November storm that dumped 18 inches of rain in less than 36 hours. So I decided to go see how the reconstruction job's coming along. I hop into a park service vehicle driven by Ranger Lee Taylor. She's my guide today.
We are going on a field trip into the park, and I think you'll be really impressed to see the scale of the damage that was caused by the storm.
Soon, we round a corner and arrive at Sunshine Point, where there used to be a popular campground.
Every time I come around this bend in the road, I'm still amazed at just the incredible difference in the landscape. It's a wide open view now, and it used to be completely forested in. The river just changed course and took out a whole patch of forest right here, and the campground.
The epic rainfall clobbered the entire park. Nearly all the roads were washed out or blocked by landslides. Backcountry trails were destroyed, footbridges were swept away. Continuing on up the road, Lee Taylor says visitors to the soon-to-be-reopened park will need to understand that things won't be back to normal.
You won't be able to do the sort of trip where you come down from the Seattle area and do sort of a circle around the mountain on the road system. That is just not going to be an option this year. Okay, this is Couts Creek.
This next stop is where Couts Creek jumped its channel and streamed across the road. The creek is still flowing through a wide section of forest.
It's a fan of water flowing maybe for a breadth of about, I would say, a quarter of a mile.
Rather than try to force the creek back into its old channel, park workers have accommodated its new course with a pair of culverts under the road that are big enough to drive a car through. The effort to get the battered park up and running again has consumed thousands of man hours, and lots more remains to be done. One example is Highway 123, the main route along the east side of the park. It's still off limits as crews haul in an estimated 1,800 truckloads of rock to fill in sections of road that were washed away. Officials say the final repair bill could run as high as $100 million. If you're willing to lace up your hiking boots, Lee Taylor says you can see landscapes the car-bound will miss.
There's going to be a lot of opportunities to get a sense of the scope and power of that flood.
But taking to the backcountry has risks, too. In March, a couple hiking in an area normally accessible by car drowned when they tried to cross a fast-flowing creek where the road had washed out. Taylor says visitors to the park this season need to be aware of the risks.
For hikers coming in to hike at Mount Rainier this summer, they should anticipate that there may be places where there used to be a bridge where they're going to have to cross the stream.
Despite the changes and potential dangers, Lee Taylor says this is a great time to visit the park. She can understand how some people might be sad for the loss of a favorite vista or a well-remembered special spot.
But at the same time, I think people will have a sense of maybe excitement at seeing something that's so dramatically different that could change just overnight because of a rainstorm. It's phenomenal.
For NPR News, I'm Liam Moriarty on the southwest slope of Mount Rainier.